The morning began sleepily in the English Deep Cloud Village, a gloomy remnant of the Victorian Gothic era. The village was constantly covered in mist and obscurity, and dark gargoyles stared down at passersby from the roof of every house. Toivo lived with his roommate, Merchant, on a medieval cobblestone street. The streets were illuminated day and night by tall, gloomy lanterns topped with a black rose that held a burning flame inside. Every evening, a bony, black-robed creature riding a black horse would come to light these lanterns. Toivo suffered from schizophrenia and was tormented by screams and hallucinations, which were made worse by his upstairs neighbor, Bones, who banged on the walls so hard at midnight that plaster fell from the ceiling. Toivo's room had moldy black wallpaper and a beautiful white grandfather clock with a rose pattern that woke him pleasantly at 7 a.m. In contrast, Merchant's room housed a disgusting black clock oozing green pus, which woke Toivo at midnight with a creepy dying doong sound, bringing horrific nightmares of possessed, slashed creatures. Merchant was a stalker and soul stealer who hunted people and animals at midnight, storing their skulls as trophies in his cracked Victorian mirror cabinet. One rainy midnight, after Merchant levitated out of the house to hunt, Toivo's bolted door kept him inside. He then heard the gentle voice of the Creator telling him to go pray at a secret gathering at Building 7 on Street Number 8. Armed with a black umbrella bearing a white cross, Toivo climbed out his window and down a black rain gutter, moving quietly on the slippery streets to avoid the strange creatures lurking in the shadows. Suddenly, a foghorn echoed through the village. The rain stopped, and blood seemed to drip from the tall lanterns before the thick mist returned. Toivo hurried to the yard of house number 7, where he found a church-like archway covered in Koine Greek writings of the Word of God. Using a bronze hand-shaped knocker, he entered a massive, dim church hall with carved wooden pews. Blue candles illuminated beautiful stained glass windows, including one depicting Samson tearing a lion apart, and at the front stood a huge wooden cross with an altar decorated with black roses and burning white candles. As people arrived at the church, they greeted each other with the secret code name Whiteheart, Valkayazi Dun. Toivo greeted Hana and they hugged tightly. The narrative reveals that Deep Cloud Village has a dark history. Villagers used to burn people at the stake, leaving them tied up on the streets like barbecue torches. A witch on the peak of Fog Mountain had once cursed the village using bones, summoning a lightning-filled black cloud of grotesque faces that permanently shrouded the town in darkness and mist. Only the White Hearts of Temple No. 7 kept the flame of hope alive, acting as a torch in the pitch-black village. Back in the temple, Toivo looked into Hana's eyes, held her hands, and looked at her gold ring with a white pearl. Together, they reminisced about their beautiful wedding day aboard a majestic ship where Hana wore a sparkling wedding dress under an arch of multicolored roses. 31.3, close 1758, Topi Halto. Here is the translation of the second part of the story, focusing on the magical pearls and the portals they open, based on your sources. I was startled and saw Hana's face again. We kissed for a moment near the altar while the candlelight cast flickering shadows over us. Suddenly, there was a bright flash like lightning, and I found myself sitting back in my room in a patterned, creaking rocking chair. In front of me was a low, brown Victorian table, and on the table were 7 candles with a white pearl resting under each one. I knew that if I touched a pearl, it would take me to a different time period. Ha, 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 tum, tum, toom. Merchant interrupted me from his own room. Quiet in there. I'm trying to have a lucid dream. Cree. Merchant shouted. On Merchant's low, snake-patterned Victorian table burned black candles, 6 of them in a row, and under each candle was a black pearl. Ha, ha, Merchant shouted, grabbing the first pearl. As if in a vision, Merchant was transported to a dark temple located on the peak of Fog Mountain. Ha, echoed Merchant's shout in the dark vault where mummy-like figures hung from the ceiling on chains. Black candles burned everywhere in the temple. I have souls to sell to you, witch, he announced. The witch appeared, levitating down from the air in a moth-eaten black wedding dress that was crawling with maggots. She wore a melancholic red mask on her face. Merchant opened his sack and laughed, and the spirits that were trapped inside the sack were sucked directly into the witch's mask like a mist. Within that mist, there was screaming and cries of terror. Meanwhile, Toivo looked at the white pearls on his table. Thunder began to rumble outside. Toivo grabbed a pearl, and with a mere flash, he woke up in the most vibrant, singing meadow of flowers and grass. The fragrance and the singing of the birds were the most beautiful things a soul could ever hear. A green oak forest surrounded the multicolored meadow where he lay. Up in the sky, golden chariots pulled by white horses flew among the clouds, and the scent of the place was like the deep fragrance of a rose.